Well, hello there. Welcome to the world of James Bond. As you should know by now, Ian Fleming wrote the books around 1950s, and up to now there are 24 films. One of them is still under production. I'm pretty sure you've seen some of the movies. So how about a little soundtrack quiz? I will show you now 5 different main theme songs from the movies. Your task will be to name the songs, and if you're really good, you can also name the vocal artist. You will hear the songs for a few seconds. After that, I will give you some hints or interesting facts about the movie, theme song, or the singer-songwriter. The solution will be presented at the end. Okay, so let's start.
Shadows as a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I've cried. But now my time has come.
This track is from the 17th James Bond film and the first for Pierce Brosnan to play the secret agent. The title plays homage to Ian Fleming's house in Jamaica, which he named after the military operation in World War II.
We know when to kiss, and we know when to kill. If we can't have it.
The movie is from 1999. The title is taken from a line in the novel On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Spain, France, Azerbaijan, Turkey and the UK were used as filming locations for this movie.
Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again, for this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue.
The movie won several awards, including 2 BAFTAs, 2 Grammys, and 2 Academy Awards, one of them for the brilliant main theme. It was the third time for Daniel Craig to play the secret agent. The title refers to the name of Bond's childhood home and the setting for the film's finale.
Trigger finger for Her Majesty. Another one with the golden tongue poison in your fantasy. Another bill from a killer turn a thriller to a tragedy. Yeah, darling.
It is the first duet in the Bond film series. An instrumental version of the song was also used in a Coca-Cola commercial, as Coca-Cola Zero was used to promote the film. The movie is the direct sequel to Casino Royale. The title was chosen from a short story in Ian Fleming's For Your Eyes Only.
It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold.
It is the third film in the James Bond series and the third to star Sean Connery as the fictional MI6 agent. The movie was the first Bond film to win an Academy Award, and a lot of scenes were filmed in Kent. Well, fellow agents, that's it. You're done. Here is the solution. Number 1. This should be easy. Of course it was GoldenEye from Tina Turner. Number 2. That one was difficult, wasn't it? The song is called The World Is Not Enough, performed by the alternative rock group Garbage. Number 3. Lovely Adele performed the song Skyfall. Number 4. Alicia Keys and Jack White performed Another Way to Die. Number 5. Another easy one. Shirley Bassey performed Goldfinger. Last but not least, I have another secret agent film for you. Let's just say being an agent can also be really funny.
Queen and country, safe and sound, but villain 6 feet underground, and no one knows, cause no one's found any trace of a man for all seasons. While someone leaves them alone, so alone. And you and I wouldn't have a clue who's doing what, why, when, and who. Up a creek with no canoe, watch out for the man for all seasons. Love someone, leave someone alone, so alone. But safe at home. Clean and country, safe and sound, we're building 6 feet underground, and no one knows, cause no one's found any trace of a man for all seasons. Love someone, leave someone alone, so alone.
And of course, it's Johnny English starring Rowan Atkinson. In the movie, you can also see Dover with Dover Castle, the port of Dover, and the White Cliffs. Well, and that's it. I hope you enjoyed your trip to the world of James Bond.